From time to time, I run into people who actually agree with some of these essays, which is a gratifying experience. Sometimes I used to read them to my dog before I broadcast them, and he virtually never disagreed. Unfortunately, he died in January. So, it's nice to get some positive feedback. Every so often, however, somebody says something completely bizarre, like, "Your ideas are great, so why don't you run for office?" The first time it happened, all I could think of was Groucho Marx's famous quip that he would never join any club that would have him as a member. Actually, I strongly believe that journalists should never cross that line. Our role is to be independent analysts, even those of us who offer informed opinions and suggestions on policy. We aren't supposed to be politicians. I don't think we can easily switch roles without confusing ourselves about who we are, let alone the public. Actually, apart from that, I couldn't run for anything, because I cannot imagine asking anyone for campaign contributions, which is what professional politicians do all the time. They do entertaining things, too, which makes covering them fun. Several times I've gone off to interview statewide candidates who were brought somewhere to meet me and had no idea where they were. Last summer I was asked if I wanted to interview one of the Republican candidates for governor. His handler suggested I meet him at a funky cafe in a gay-friendly suburb. They dropped him off, and we had an interesting interview. Eventually, I asked him why he'd wanted to meet me there. He asked what I meant. "Look around," I said. The cafe, known for raucous marathon singing contests, was decorated in early Salvation Army style. Most of the patrons were young, pierced, and tattooed. We were two graying guys in gray suits. Everyone else probably thought we were narcotics agents. "We don't really fit in here, don't you think?" I asked. He said, "I don't know where I am." They brought him there and later came to take him away. Later, I concluded that since I write a column for an alternative newspaper, someone thought I'd be at home in an alternative place. Even more amusing was the time I met Philip Rupi in Monroe when he was running for the U.S. Senate. He didn't know where he was, either. That wasn't surprising. He'd been a congressman from the Upper Peninsula. When his driver didn't show up, he asked if I'd take him to his next stop. I didn't mind, except he didn't know where he was supposed to go next either, which made getting him there a little problematic. I forget how all that turned out, except that he ended up losing by 500,000 votes. His wife, however, was appointed to run the Peace Corps, so he ended up back in Washington anyway. But while it's easy to be critical, I do admire anyone who's willing to dedicate themselves to public service. And having thought about it, I guess I'd be willing someday to fill an unexpired term on the Huntington Woods Library Board if anyone ever offers to appoint me. The city's only 2 square miles in size, and I might manage to avoid getting lost.